Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, as always. And we're coming to you from Herb's house in Dallas, Texas. You need to come to Herb's house sometime. You would really love it. We are in this session in Exodus 20, verse 4. So I want you to take your Bible, be turning to Exodus 20, verse 4. In case you're having trouble finding it, it's the chapter after Exodus 19, okay? So it's Exodus 20. And we're looking at the Ten Commandments, and the title of this is The Spirituality of God. We learn so much about God by looking at these Ten Commandments. And last time we saw that God is to be the object of our worship. This second commandment tells us how we are to worship this one true God. So let me read the passage. It says, You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. What's really behind this second commandment? What this is all about is that we would worship the right God in the right way. The first commandment tells us that we're to worship the right God. The second commandment tells us we are to worship God the right way. It matters to God how we worship Him. We are not free to worship God however we want to. God is the sovereign. We are the subjects. And the sovereign dictates to the subjects how he is to be approached and how he is to be adored and how he is to be worshiped. And that's what this second commandment does. Now, let me just give you a quick verse before we look at this. John 4, verse 24 says, God is spirit. That's a small s. God is spirit, which means God does not have a physical body. God does not have a corporal body. Instead, he is a spirit. There is nothing to see. There is nothing to touch. There is nothing to feel. That's the uniqueness of the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He took on himself a human body, something that no person in the Trinity actually previously possessed. So when we read here in the second commandment, you shall not make for yourself an idol. And an idol would be something carved out of wood, cast out of iron, chiseled out of stone. That would be some physical, visual representation of God before your eyes, such that with your eyes you would lock in on this physical object. And God defines here how he is to be worshiped, and he is saying you may not make for yourself anything that would be a tangible object that you would lock in on to represent me, to aid your worship. So you're not to have a statue of something that you think looks like God. No, God is to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. John 4, verse 24. And in spirit means, a small s, your innermost being, not with your eyes, but with your heart and with your mind. See, he goes on to say, or any likeness, and that's a form or resemblance of what is in heaven above. So you cannot have even a stained glass window that you would lock in on, and whatever that picture is, that is God to you of something in heaven to assist you in worship. God says that is forbidden. And then he says, or on the earth beneath, and they have just come out of Egypt, and they have been worshiping animals. They have been worshiping all kinds of earthly creatures to represent their God to them. And God says, I am not to be worshipped, because anything that would be you would make would be inferior to who I am. And I will not tolerate you having a diminished view of me that could be reduced down into something that your little hands could make. And then he says, or in the water under the earth, meaning some depiction of a sea monster or a fish. God actually forbids that. Now, that raises the question many have asked, can we have a picture of Jesus to give to our kids? The answer is yes, as long as you do not worship Jesus by looking at this picture. It is fine to have art, religious art. It's just not to be the object of our affection. So the point for us today, Kent, in our daily Christian life, that's why the Bible is so important. That's why prayer is so important. Most of us even close our eyes when we pray. We're not staring at some object to conjure up images of God in our mind. And that's why the preaching and teaching of the Word is so important, because it's to be in our mind, not with our eyes. It's to be in our heart, not with some visual focus. So, Kent, obviously it's hard for me to just say everything that needs to be said on a commandment like this, but that's why it's critical that we hear the truth, mm-hmm. and in the truth we know in our heart what God is like.
I think our audience is probably thinking, yeah, that's really interesting to think through that. And I think the first question that we maybe comes to our mind is, okay, Steve, they were probably making idols back then. We don't tend to make them mm-hmm. ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. I don't get a piece of wood usually. I mean, some people maybe carve things. But how would this more specifically apply to us in today's world?
Yeah. Well, I think of some churches who have, like, screens up during the worship of God, and they're putting things up on that screen that would seemingly enhance their worship of God, that would draw their attention to visualize God.
And to visualize the way God looks?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I mean, it could be a fire.
Oh, I see.
It could be...
to focus attention on a look.
On a visual object. God mm-hmm. is not to be worshipped that way. Now, that's not saying you cannot have a screen up and that you cannot put up a picture of a mountain and a flowing river
right.
While you're singing, per se. It's what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your heart. Mm-hmm. And if you are locking in on that's a false worship of God if that is intended to enhance your understanding of who God is. And I'll give you some examples. When I go overseas, for example, I've been to Russia, and I go into a certain church. I won't name the church. They're selling little statues, and they're selling little shrines, and they're selling candles, and et cetera. And so they go into that sanctuary, and I'm just watching all this take place. And I'm watching harlots come into church and just put a shawl around them or something on their head, and they think they're now ready for worship as they come in with a polluted heart. And then they buy something, and they set it there, and they pray to this object that represents God to them. Mm-hmm. God says that is idolatry. God says, I am not to be worshipped that way, because you cannot confine me to some little cheap statue. Mm-hmm. That is not me. You need to know the truth. Mm-hmm. of the Word of God, which was not being taught in those churches that I was in. So therefore, they have to resort to some cheap imitation mm-hmm. of what God is like that is inferior.
Sure.
Kent, if I said, can I see a picture of Amy, your wife? And if you were to pull out a picture of a golf tee, I would go, Kent, that's not your wife.
Yeah.
That's a golf tee. And you go, well, it doesn't really matter. It's Amy to me.
Yeah.
I'd go, you've got problems in your relationship.
Man, that's really good.
Yeah. So we want the truth about who God is from the Bible in our mind, mm-hmm. in our heart. You ought to be able to close your eyes and be able to worship God.
That's good.
Well, I trust that your worship of God will be undefiled, that God desires your worship, and that you will worship Him in spirit, meaning your innermost being, and truth, guided by the truth of Scripture, and that there would not be some cheap distortion of who God is that would capture your eye. Well, blessings to you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.